Hey, Rumi. Home already? How is your day? Oh, so this is why you didn't bring her home. Oh, come on. Don't make such a grumpy face. I'm just kidding. Come on. Sit on the couch with me for a minute. You can tell me about your date if you want. I mean, I'm just watching a boring movie. I don't mind a little company. Come here, Rumi. Have a seat. All right, so tell me, why did you make her run away? You invited her to a restaurant, right? Okay, and did you behave well? What? I know you're a well-mannered guy, but, you know, with some nervousness. Maybe she was, like, extra hot and, like, you start sweating like a horse. Oh, yeah, Mr. is never nervous around beautiful women, huh? I believe you. I mean, I've never seen you anxious around me. Hey, why are you not laughing? Jeez, you really are upset, huh? Did you choose a good restaurant? Was the food bad? Okay, and did you have a nice conversation with her? I mean, I hope you didn't bore her with your questions. Oh, fuck. Don't tell me you talked about your Lego passion. Hey, come on, it's a serious question. Last time you bent my ear for hours talking about your Star Wars ATS SST or whatever. Okay, maybe not for hours, but you get my point. You can be very intense when you talk about your passions. You didn't do that. Well, that's good, I guess. But what happened then? What? Really? How could she be uninterested and bored during the whole dinner? I mean, you're so sweet and a good listener, and I must say, you look very handsome tonight. I mean, why did she agree to go on a date with you in the first place? She just wasted her time. What a bitch. I understand why you look so frustrated. You wanted to go further with her, didn't you? How far were you willing to go? Oh, these eyes. You wanted to end the night balls deep into her, huh? Have you saved a big load for tonight? Oh, you did? Well, now I understand your mood. Oh, come on. Please don't be mad at me.
Hey, Rumi? Are you in bed? Can I come in? I want to apologize. And I brought you a cookie.
Thank you. Okay, so I wanted to apologize. You were probably anticipating your date, and it was a waste of time. I shouldn't have teased you. I only do because I like you. You know that, right? Okay, we don't always have a great relationship, but I don't want to ruin it. You're the best roommate I've ever had. For real. You're the best. And I may have a solution for your situation. Huh? Oh. Don't play innocent with me. You know what I'm talking about. I can see your bulge from here. You're still excited. And I offer you this. You can jerk off while looking at me. Oh, maybe even touching me. No. I'm serious. I caught you staring at my breasts more than once. I'm sure you'd like to see them. Come on. You need to release your frustration one way or the other. Take it or leave it, Rumi. Oh, and here's your cookie. I put it on your desk. I know how much you love those dark chocolate chip cookies, so I bought them this morning. You're welcome. So, about my offer. I knew my tits would convince you. Oh, the cookie convinced you? You're so stupid sometimes. Your cock is very hard. A cookie can really make you this excited? Wait, actually, don't answer that. Enough nonsense. Make yourself comfortable and start stroking. Yeah. Pump your needy cock. You've been pent up for so long, haven't you, huh? Now, are you ready for the show? Tell me, honestly, have you ever thought of me in the past when you take care of your needs? My boobs, more precisely? No? Are you sure? Like I said, I'm not dumb. I see your eyes are wandering around my cleavage quite often. Well, I don't need an answer. A titty drop will tell me the truth. Are you ready to see my big titties fall out of my top? Ta-da! So, do you like them? You look so painfully hard right now. You have a weakness for busty girls, don't you? Well, your cock speaks for you. Huh? Don't be shy. Just put your hand on my chest. Aren't they so soft? Caress them with your free hand while you jerk off. Don't hold back. You can put more strength into your grip. Come on, squeeze them harder. Yes. That's just how I like it. Enjoying the squishiness of my tits, Rumi? You wanted to do that with your date, Did she have a generous cleavage? I bet she was bored because your eyes were glued to her chest the whole time. Ouch! Jeez! Don't pinch my nipples. Okay. Yeah. You probably weren't staring. Please, no more pinching. But you can rub them with your thumb. Yeah, I like having my nipples teased. Oh, you're putting your mouth to use as well. Oh, your tongue. Yeah, swirl your tongue around them. Oh. Is that some pre-cum oozing from your tip? Oh, no, it's nothing. I'm just glad you like my tits. Your hands and your mouth feel so good on me. My nipples are very stiff now. No, your pre-cum has nothing to do with it. I just like to see you this aroused. And I'm not staring at your cock. I'm just admiring it. You have a pretty cock. Oh, can I taste it? Your pre-cum, idiot. I mean, I just wonder how you taste. No, come on. Sit on the edge of your bed. I'll kneel between your legs. No. I want you to wipe your cockhead on my tongue. So sweet and salty. Your pre-cum is delicious. Can I have some more? Put your cock between my tits. I want to give you a boob job. Here, let your cock feel the warm embrace of my breasts. Remember, you're here to empty your balls in my mouth. To relax after your bad date. Let me see your tip thrust deeper into my cleavage. No pre-cum. Come on. Thrust faster. What? I don't have a cum fixation. Don't be ridiculous. Is that even a real thing? I just like the taste of your pre-cum. That's all. Aren't my breasts warm and soft enough for you to let me taste your salty juice again? I see another drop on my tongue. Quick. Hey. Stop slapping my tongue. Let me swallow you. Hey, what the fuck? I didn't tell you to fuck my mouth. Well, at least you gave me a big drop of pre-cum. Wait, really? I'll get more pre-cum if you thrust your cock inside my warm, wet mouth. Well, how did I know that? I guess you can fuck my mouth again, but slowly. Be gentle with your cute roommate. Oh, fuck. You were right. So much pre-cum. I really miss this salty flavor. Will you give me a big load of cum if I face fuck myself on your cock? Really? The biggest load I've ever tasted? Well, buckle up. Your roommate's about to blow your mind. And your cock. An experience you'll never fucking forget. Oh, but first, let's check your balls. I look so full. Can't wait to empty these delicious nuts in my throat. So swelling. You anticipated your date a lot, huh? She was very hot. I can tell by how desperate your balls are to release ropes and ropes. Your thick, warm seed. Okay. Enough teasing. It's time for me to fuck my throat on your gorgeous cock. I'm going to hammer my nose into your pelvis so hard it will hurt for weeks. And I won't stop until I feel your cum hitting the back of my throat. Try not to pass out. God, so fucking good. I've never tasted such a creamy load. Your cum is so thick. I feel it stuck in my throat. My stomach is so warm and full. I knew this girl was the right one. She made you so pent up. What? Did I say something stupid? I'm sorry. I feel a little weak right now. Cum drunk? Did you just invent this word? You can't be drunk on cum, silly. Hey, I see some cum leaking from the tip of your cock. Oh, please, let me drain the rest of your cum. Please give me your cock. I can't let this luscious cum go to waste. I beg you, I need it. I'm still so thirsty. Don't let me die of thirst. I need it. Huh? Oh, do you want something? Do you want something in return? Just name it. The truth? Truth about what? Your date? Fine. I admit. I knew this girl. Now give me my juices. Yes, I knew her. Okay, end of story. Please stop it with your questions. Difficult to speak. A second load? What? Oh, I need it. Oh, jeez. Okay. Fuck. Hey. I saw this girl on Instagram. I thought maybe I send her a message. Like, hey, my friend is very sweet and kind and sexy. And today, during your date, it's possible that I sent her an anonymous message. Something mean. Hey, come on, let go of me. No, my panties aren't so... Oh, fuck. Oh, my pussy. Such lewd sounds. I guess I lied. I made a mess in my panties. As soon as I started swallowing your jizz. Your fingers feel amazing on my pussy. Please put two fingers inside. No. Please do it. Do it. Oh, God. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. I told your date that you were a careless, mean guy. Only interested in sex. Fuck. Not so hard. Oh, yeah. I don't understand. This girl's so hot. I knew you'd be so pent up. And I knew your cum would be so tasty. So, succulent. All I had to do was sabotage your little rendezvous. Show you my boobs, and the trick was done. Am I not a clever girl? No, not so high. Oh God, you're fingering me so fast. Please slow down. Please, I told you what you wanted to know. Hey, what are you doing? Fuck. Stop manhandling me and give me another letter you're coming from. What was that for? I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry for your date. I'm sorry for being your stupid, selfish roommate. You are right. I may have a cum fixation. You have to forgive me. I didn't do it on purpose. You have to forgive me. I didn't do it on purpose. I feel your cock brunching against my pussy. Hate fucking. More like punishment to me. Well, do it then. You're on top of me anyways, and I'm too needy to resist. Come on. Do it. Stop teasing me. Just think of my pussy like a Lego brick. Oh, fuck. Yes, I knew you'd understand. Fuck. Yeah, yes, yeah. Slap your hips on my hips. Harder, please. You're coming to me so hard. I mean, fucking me. I can't stop thinking about cum. Don't laugh. Oh, it's not funny. Instead, why don't you focus on pounding my pussy? I want your cum. I need it. Use my sucked pussy to build up a big load. And remember, don't come inside my pussy. I need your creamy cum in my mouth. Promise me you'll pull out in time. Spank me once if you heard me. Hey, I said once. You're so mean. Yes, you are. I know your pre-coming thing wasn't real. It was just a trick to fuck my face. And yes, I enjoyed it very much. But it doesn't change the fact that you took advantage of my little fixation. So you see, we are both very naughty. Now, ram that cock into me as hard and as fast as he can. He'd fuck me for real this time. Oh, fuck. Yes, just like that. You're digging your fingers so deep into my cheeks. Fuck me into the mattress, my bad boy. Show your mean roommate what you wanted to do with your date. No. Oh, God. This is hate fucking. I'm close. I'm so close. Oh, I can feel you throbbing deep inside me. Finally, it's time. Yes. Make me come out your cock. Maybe come on, you come. Yeah. Finish inside me. Now quick, quick, pull out. Give me another big load of your cum. Hey, where are you going? Are you coming on your cookie? What the fuck? Yeah, you're unloading. Such a thick load all over it. Rubs and rubs of your jummy juices coating your cookie. My stomach is gurgling. I've never been so hungry for a cookie. Can I have it? Can I have it? Can I have it? Pretty please, pretty please. Really? Just like that? You're going to ask me something, aren't you? I knew it. Alright. What do you want? Well, deal. I thought you were going to ask me something more naughty. So, what kind of pic do you want? A little souvenir of my big tits? Really? You want me to pose with the cookie? You fucking perv. Like, the tongue licking my lips? Fine. Okay, do it. show me. Wait, that's actually so hot. Maybe I should use that as a profile pic. So, can I eat it now? Oh, jeez. Just let me eat it already. Dear roommate, I deeply apologize for my behavior. I acted like a selfish and stupid slut. I will never plan such an evil scheme ever again. And this is going to be a good ending for you. From today, I will happily drain your balls whenever you want. Just text me and I'll kneel between your legs as soon as I can. Isn't that cool? Can I eat my cookie now? Well, bon appetit to me. So good. Maybe a little salty.